right, we are backstage at the Kia stage here at Fest Country Lotbinière. We're back here 2023, and in true fashion, it's drizzling. I am sitting with newcomer, I guess you can call it, Andy Thériault from, I guess, just outside of Montreal is where you're from. So she is performing very shortly here on the Kia stage. And it's actually a special performance because it's your first performance with your new band. So I gotta let you talk about that, and then we'll go into some of the music stuff.
I'm so excited to be here today because, like you said, it's my first time with my band and to do my own show at a festival. So it's really, I'm really grateful to be here, and so I'm really, really happy to be here and to show my songs to people.
So now you've been, I just did some quick research on you. You've been writing since you were 13. So it's quite a while. I mean, you have a quite a catalog of music right now that, you're just waiting to get out on the world.
Oh my God. In my cell phone, I have like a ton of, of songs. So I can do like a lot of albums.
So greatest hits albums coming out in a month, right?
Exactly. But no, but, and sorry, by the way, for my English, I don't know if it's,
It's good. Okay, it's good.
I don't have to think about it. But, and a thing that I'm happy to be here is to show, my song and the, songs I write. So, so it's really important to me to show, what I feel to people and,
So, When you're writing music, when you're putting music together, what are your influences? Where do you draw your, inspiration from when you're writing?
A lot of I always said that all of my songs are therapy. Like when I'm sad, I wrote songs. And when I'm happy, I wrote songs. When I and always me feel good to write songs and to just put. I don't know how to say it, but just to be true to myself and and I think it's the best way for me to I don't know how to express myself and express my feeling. And sometimes even I don't know how I feel, and I start to write the songs, and that's what is in my heart, and
So I believe it was last week you released your second single of 2023,
Golden Wings.
So tell us a little bit about that. How's the song doing? Are you, happy with the, the progress so far? Any radio play?
I think, some radio in Quebec, Canada, and some playlists with Spotify and Apple Music. But I really, really love this song because, but I think this song, it's kind of funny because it's me. So if you don't know me, I will show you this song, and it's like, it's me. So it's really true to myself, and I think this song can always be an inspiration for people to just be true to yourself and to go to like what you really want, and to like to forget what the people think and just to go follow your dream and just be what you really want. And I think it's an inspiration for that.
So really quickly, so you also just got added to the lineup for La Soul. So that's exciting for you.
That
be your hometown festival, I guess, right? So that's a big hometown festival too.
Crazy.
So with this festival, and you got a bunch of other dates throughout, I think all the way through September. So are you planning on releasing more music before the end of the summer, or before the end of, I guess, festival season, or are you going to kind of wait and then put new music out in the fall, or do you have any plans for the year at all?
I think I'm going to wait because I just released my last single last week. It's been a week. We can party.
A week today.
A week today. But no, I think I'm going to surf on the songs I released, and in I think it's in October I will release a new EP. So two new songs, and probably in the winter I would like to return to the studio and to record new songs because, like I said, I have a lot of songs.
Do you find you're going back more so to songs that you've already written, or do you find that you're coming more to songs that you're writing now?
And
do you find it's harder to like, oh, I love these songs from last year or 2 years ago, but I really, really like the song I wrote.
I like to work on it, but I think I always have new ideas, and every new song I wrote is like my favorite one. So
yeah. Yeah. That's good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's very good. You know, I look forward to watching your career.
Thank you.
I know you're just getting started, and I love talking to artists when they're just getting started. I have an interview with Robin Ottolini this afternoon, and I last interviewed her in 2016.
Wow.
And she was just getting started, and she's opening for Shania Twain now.
It's crazy.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, the sky's the limit. You have to work hard. You have to want it. You have to dream it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've seen it firsthand. It happens.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing you on the main stage in a couple of years.
Yes, I know. I know I will. So, yes.
And we'll talk again then.
Exactly.
And we'll be like, you remember when we sat beside the scene stage?
Yes.
And
I know we will.
I look forward to catching the show.
You'll be there?
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Yes. I will definitely be here to watch.
It's my first.
Yeah, we wouldn't miss it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You cannot miss it.
And you know what? And maybe we'll see you in Ontario.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not far. We're just outside of, we're about an hour and a half from the border.
Yeah,
so
really fun.
You know,
yeah.
Come on down.
I will.
So,
I want.
let's get the music heard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that was Andy Terrier. You can check out her latest single, Golden Wings, on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, pretty much anywhere you stream music. Requested at radio, and buy it, spend money, just support indie artists. And if you are here, check out her set at La Beniere, or if you're hearing this after the festival, go check her out at Lasso or any of the other dates that you'll find on her website. What's your website address?
AndyTerrier.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
The time.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Have a blast. Hopefully it stays dry.
Yes. Thank you.